time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I returned this week from a Washington, D.C. trip. Over the years, I have observed the enormous growth of national bureaucracy. Nearly every corner of the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia Metroplex has some sort of federal office housing thousands upon thousands of civilian government employees, contractors, and lobbyists. I have seen the number of uniformed people in the Department of Defense decrease dramatically over the years, but also watched the number of civilian employees multiply many times over. Add to the DOD megaplex, the social service programs and departments have grown exponentially as well. When a problem is detected, the immediate response is to create another agency to correct the problem. Along with the plans for correction come the authorizations to hire another huge workforce of government bureaucrats. If you look for something to run efficiently, don't give it to government at any level. Open any quote from former government leaders and government overreach comes blasting off the page. Gerald Ford, a government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take everything you have. Our founding fathers spoke often about the potential tyranny resulting from big government. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "I predict the future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of people under the pretext of taking care of them." One does not have to go very far to run into government overregulation, overtaxation at every political level, and the redistribution of the sweat equity of those who live outside of the beltway or government circles. Government buffoonery is not limited to federal authorities. The antics of the Sacramento Circus remind me of Margaret Thatcher's quote, "The problem with socialism is that eventually run out of other people's money." Rather than combating the madness of more and more tax and fees and economics to fund more and more programs, the California political class rarely looks at the reality of a situation and ignores the population. We pay for a government of political special interests and causes. Benjamin Franklin's quote speaks volumes for those of us who live in this state. "I am for doing for the poor, but I think the best way to do good for poor is not making it easy for them in poverty, but leading or driving them out of poverty. I observed that the more public provisions were made for the poor, the less they provide for themselves and, of course, become poorer. And on the contrary, the less was done for them, the more and more they did for themselves and became richer." Thomas Jefferson sums up the political mess very well. History in general only informs us of what bad government is. When I see the dysfunctions that characterize government at nearly every level, I can't help but ask about the character of the leaders elected to provide oversight and social accountability. The final quote that comes to mind is the Edward R. Murrow quote, "A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves." This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.